This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister, laying the foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh this afternoon, said that this institute will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. Referring to the efforts of the government regarding cancer treatment, he said that many announcements have been made in this year's budget to fight cancer.
कैंसर की दवाओं को और सस्ता किया जाएगा अगले तीन साल में देश के हर जिले में कैंसर डे केयर सेंटर खोले जाएंगे डे केयर सेंटर में जांच भी होगी और आराम करने की सुविधा भी होगी
The Prime Minister also appealed to the people to take advantage of government schemes like Ayushman Yojana and Jan Aushadhi Kendra. Criticizing the comments being made on Sanatan Dharma by some political parties, Mr. Modi said that there is a group of leaders who make fun of religion and they keep abusing our festivals and traditions. As part of his three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam, the Prime Minister today reached Madhya Pradesh, where he will also inaugurate the two-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. In the evening, Mr. Modi will also hold discussions with all the BJP MPs, MLAs and other officials of the state in Bhopal. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhagalpur in Bihar, where he will release the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Prime Minister Modi will then head to Guwahati to attend the Jhumoir Binandini or Mega Jhumoir 2025 event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani Today, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit.
हाल ही में मैं एआई के एक बड़े सम्मेलन में हिस्सा लेने के लिए पेरिस गया था वहां दुनिया ने इस सेक्टर में भारत की प्रगति की खूब सराहना की तेलंगाना में आदिलाबाद के सरकारी स्कूल के एक टीचर थोड़ा सम कैलाश जी हैं डिजिटल गीत संगीत में उनकी दिलचस्पी हमारी कई ट्राइबल लैंग्वेज को बचाने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण काम कर रही है उन्होंने एआई टूल्स की मदद से कोलामी भाषा में गाना कंपोज कर कमाल कर दिया है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एक्सप्रेस्ड प्राइड दैट द कंट्री विटनेस्ड द लॉन्च ऑफ इसरोज 100th रॉकेट लास्ट मंथ इन टुडेज मन की बात द प्राइम मिनिस्टर आल्सो स्पोक अबाउट इंडियाज वाइब्रेंट फ्लोरा एंड फौना द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड दैट परीक्षा पे चर्चा वाज कंडक्टेड इन अ न्यू फॉर्मेट दिस ईयर along with experts 8 different episodes were also included he added that all these episodes are available on the namo app concluding his address the prime minister wished the exam warriors all the best for their board exams the first session of the 8th assembly of delhi will begin tomorrow newly elected members of the house will be sworn in on the first day of the session the election of the speaker of the assembly will also take place tomorrow on the second day of the session delhi lieutenant governor vinay kumar Saxena will address the House and the CAG reports related to the work of the previous government will also be presented. Addressing a press briefing after the Legislative Party meeting, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that tabling of the CAG report will be the most important aspect of the Assembly session. The first ever conference for women peacekeepers on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective will take place in New Delhi from tomorrow. The two-day conference is being organized by the Ministry of External Affairs in collaboration with the Ministry of Defense and the Center for UN Peacekeeping. In Telangana, rescue efforts have been intensified to bring out the stranded persons inside the Sri Sailam Left Bank Canal Tunnel project in Nagar Kurnool district. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy, chasing the target, India were 26-4 in 3.4 overs a short while ago against Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.